So I'm a first-generation American. My mother grew up in Germany before the war. My family was influenced by World War I in that they lost their father. My grandmother lost her father, and they were in quite a bit of poverty because of the Great Depression and the inflationary period. Germany was very unstable after World War I. A lot of crime. My family, again, was extremely poor because they'd lost their father as a soldier. And in the early 1930s, things started looking up for the German people. The Nazis came in power, and Adolf Hitler restored order to the German people as far as...
Mr. Frank, can you call extension 1415, please?
Crime had dropped to near zero because of the police state that they were under. When I hear my mother and my aunts talk about that time before the war, before World War II, they talk about it as a happy time, a time when there was plenty of food and people were prospering, and my family in particular prospered at that time. My grandmother married my grandfather in 1933, and he was a member of an elite unit. He joined the SS because he wanted to be a part of an elite military unit. And he became part of the Army SS, third Death Heads Division, the most elite squad in the SS. And my grandmother said she had, when they got married, she had to go in front of a German SS physician, and she had to be tested for her racial purity. She said it was most embarrassing. He made her walk around it while he watched her. And she ended up passing, but she asked my grandfather, well, what if I hadn't passed? And he said, well, I'd have hung up the uniform then. But when war came, he wasn't involved in the Polish campaign, but he went to France in the Battle of France. And his unit, he'd taken some prisoners in southern France, and his commander told him when he brought the prisoners in, he said, just save the paperwork, go out and shoot them. And my grandfather said, I'm a soldier, not a murderer, and refused to shoot the prisoners. And he ended up in the Russian campaign serving in a suicide squad as a penalty for not obeying the order of shooting the prisoners, and he served behind enemy lines. He ended up being killed in a battle in which they were north of Moscow, and his whole unit was surrounded, and they were annihilated by Soviet shock troops. Because Hitler would not let them retreat. And so that impacted my family rather strongly, not having the father anymore. My mother was bombed out of her apartment in Mannheim, where they lived, and she ended up going out into the country. Now, during the war, life was not bad, other than, especially when they left the city, and they weren't under threat of being bombed anymore, then life wasn't bad in the country. They had plenty to eat, and although she had lost her father, and she says even though she knew he was dead, she kept waiting for him to come home through the fence, through the gate, and she just never gave up hope. But of course, he never returned. After the war was when things got really bad. The Allies starved them, the German children. I have pictures of during the war, the kids are plump and healthy, and after the war they look like scarecrows. German women did whatever they had to do to get food for their children, and there wasn't much to be had. My mother ended up being a refugee and begging for food from farmers who weren't that sympathetic, and it had a real impact on her psychology, being a refugee and starving, until about 3 years after the war ended, the Marshall Plan started to take effect, and they started feeding the Germans again. And in 1956, she was lucky enough, my mother and my grandmother and some of my aunts and uncles were lucky enough to be able to immigrate to America. And we're very thankful that we live in a country now where we have the freedoms, and we don't have to worry about being in a police state. And we cherish our freedom today. And my grandmother said before she died a couple of years ago, she said, be careful. Don't think that what happened to us with the Nazism can't happen to you in America. It can happen. And you need to be careful and not let it ever happen. I know today the German people, even today, feel very guilty about the massacre of the Holocaust and the Jewish people who were murdered and mistreated, and they bear the shame till today. From the relatives I've talked to, it's still something that they carry with them. We just can't let that ever happen again. Anything like that. And if I ever get a chance to meet my grandfather in heaven, I want to ask him about his feelings about being in the SS. I know when he came back from leave, he told my grandmother he was really sad, and he said, "I'm with a bad bunch of guys." And he knew he wouldn't be coming back. He told my aunt he wouldn't be returning, that he'd be killed because of the terrible combat that he witnessed. Anyway.
Thank you.